Seriously Your Podcast. Today is going to be a very interesting, a little bit more on a serious side topic. We're going to be talking about HIV today. Before we get started, I just want to let you guys know that there's the Seriously socials as well. So if you head over to the Seriously Instagram at Seriously Official, SRSLY Official, in the link tree in the bio, there's the links to all the other socials. So like the YouTube, the TikTok, there's even a Ko-fi if you want to donate some money to me so that I can continue making content for you guys. But if not, other than that, there's also another episode that, on the Seriously podcast, on Spotify that we have done with Kelvin on HIV as well, if you want to go and check that out. But if not, then we can get started with today's episode. So I'm joined with...
Hi, my name is Vika.
Do you want to like give a little bit of like background about yourself?
Okay, I just turned 25 like last month.
Okay.
I'm currently in poly.
Yeah.
Second year, taking electrical actually engineering, specializing into biomed.
Okay.
My hobbies are playing FPS games and also photography.
Oh, cool. Okay.
But it's like basic, like the low end.
It's okay, man. You do you. As long as you're passionate, just do, man, right? Okay. I mean, I'm passionate about the podcast as I'm doing this. Okay, so I guess most people, right, like, I mean, as you know, most people, like, they know what HIV is, but they also don't really know what HIV is. So, like, if you don't mind, like, just running through, like, what it is, like, battling some misconceptions about the difference between HIV and AIDS.
Okay, so HIV is a virus that attacks the immune body system.
It's the human immunodeficiency virus, right?
A person can contract HIV through, like, sexual contact, sharing of injection needles.
Yeah.
Parent to child transmission and also blood transfusion, but HIV is not AIDS.
Yeah.
There's a difference.
Yes.
HIV is the virus that causes AIDS, and not all people living with HIV can get AIDS. People living with HIV will get AIDS if they don't receive proper treatment.
Yeah.
And their CD4 count is below 200 copies.
There's also like a difference between HIV and HPV, but that one is like a... It's just different types of viruses and they affect you in different ways. So like, in case you guys just kind of lump everything together, don't.
Please Google it.
Yeah. There's actually like a lot of resources explaining the difference. And it's good to also stay educated so you don't like kind of offend anybody and you're actually more aware of like the differences and how they can actually affect people differently So do you want to like share your story? Like how do you get it? How do you find out?
How I got it, it was through my mother to child transmission. Not all women living with HIV can like pass the virus to their kids.
Okay.
Yeah, if they are on effective treatment, then they can have children like any other people
Yeah.
Like in my case, my late mother didn't know that she had HIV when she was pregnant with me.
Okay.
Then I found out when I was 12.
In 12, so primary 6 lah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it was like during one of my parents' appointment. I usually follow them like every 3 months, that kind of stuff. Then suddenly, like one day I followed them. I was sitting at the back playing my phone as usual. I heard the doctor say HIV loudly. And then I was in shock lah.
Yeah, yeah.
Then like, I somehow knew that the medication that I was taking related to that. Then when I come back home, my late mother was like asking me, do you want to talk about it? I'm like, no, not now, I'm not ready.
Yeah.
And ever since then, like, my mom passed away. And my father also, up to today, he didn't like explain it to me.
Yeah.
I had to learn everything by myself.
Mm. Okay. So like, how was that experience when you found out that your mom had HIV and then you were like not getting any explanations and like trying to process everything? Like, how did all of that like make you feel?
I was angry at first, but then now I just let it go.
Do you like reach out to any of like your friends or anything to like try to like process or
At that point of time I didn't, because during my primary school days I was like school home. Yeah. I didn't hang out
of course.
Only in secondary school, I started opening up to my friends. And some of them were like, okay. Then one of my teachers, she was like suspicious of something because I was missing school also, like after my mom passed away. Then, like, I think towards the end of the year, like during my sec 2, she pulled me out like into one corner. She was like asking me, oh, what happened to you? Why didn't you come to school for like so many weeks? Oh, I told her that I got HIV lah. And then she was like shocked. She was like asking me if I needed any support and stuff.
So do you feel like when you found out that you were living with HIV, right? Do you feel like it affected your life in any way? Maybe we can start with like your health first, like whether it affected like your mental or physical health in any way.
Last time it used to affect me lah. Especially after my mom passed away.
Yeah.
I was like, I had no motivation at all to take my medication and stuff.
Yeah.
That's why I was like in and out of the hospital for like a few years. But then like when I was in ITE, I started to change. Because I was seeing my friends graduating, having their own lives and stuff. I decided to take my medication.
Okay. So that's like the more mental side, like your struggle with trying to like accept it in a sense. And then physically, do you ever like notice any like symptoms that you ever had, or like do you like never knew, so you were like blindsided in a way?
So far, nothing.
Exactly lah, guys. So like if you're listening, right, like doesn't mean that you're like some, like you're gonna be like sick or whatever. Like it really doesn't mean that way. Like if you're taking your medication and everything, you can actually live like a very normal, healthy
normal,
life.
Normal person.
Exactly. So I guess another question, because I've seen so many stories online where people are like bullied for it and everything, and it's kind of difficult for them. So like did it affect your life in any way, like in your friendships, like when you're making friends in school, or like did it affect your studies in any way?
Friends, yeah, I did lose some friends because like when I first came out in 2020, I told a few of my friends like, oh, I have HIV. Then they were like, oh, okay. Sure. Oh, thank you for telling us this.
Yeah.
Then suddenly, like, after like a few weeks later, I was invited to a CNY gathering.
Okay.
After I told them, they suddenly say, you don't need to come. Then I was like, hello. I know I have HIV, but can you all not do this to me?
I think that's really mean, to be very honest.
Yeah, and after that, we were like, since like late 2019, like around November, December, we were planning an overseas trip. Then after I told them, they were like, oh, you don't need to come lah, because we're going Genting. It's get very cold.
It's super insensitive.
And yeah, I was like, hello, I can bring jackets, I can bring sweaters.
Yeah, exactly.
And some more medication, so I need to bring over what?
Yeah,
it's not, exactly. I'm not going there, then never take medication and stuff what? I will still take my medication. Then they said, no need lah. Okay lah, good thing. Good thing COVID happened.
Yes, yeah. Oh my gosh. Okay, so there's like the people that like kind of didn't accept you for it and kind of treated you differently because of it. But you mentioned also that you actually had some really good friends that like still stuck by you and like don't treat you any different. Like they still respect you. Yeah. And then with regards to your family, right? With like you and your dad, like do y'all have any like tension?
Have lah, but not over this long.
Okay, so it was okay lah. Like the whole, like after he asked you if you want to talk about HIV and you were like, after a while it started to be like, okay, accepted it. Okay.
But then when I first came out, he didn't know.
Oh, like came out publicly.
Yeah, until like October or November. So that time I had an interview with Channel 8.
Yeah.
Then I was like, oh shit, how am I supposed to tell him this? Then I asked my social worker, hey, can you help me tell my father about this?
Oh my gosh.
She was like, okay, sure.
Okay.
Then, my father was okay with it lah. Then I was like, oh, okay. Oh, this is why he was so secretive for the past few months. Yeah, sorry.
Oh, but he was okay with it.
He was okay. He was so like quite chill. He was like supportive of me lah.
Like you do you.
Yeah.
As long as you're happy.
Yeah.
Okay, that's so sweet.
Like for the recent things that happened also, he was like, okay, go ahead. As long as your schoolwork is manageable, then can.
Yeah, exactly. So, like, with regards to the schoolwork stuff, right, because you mentioned that you were in and out of the hospital, so that mustn't have been easy, of course. Like, I also can't imagine, like, how you did that. So, like, do you ever feel like you were struggling with school at any point in time?
There's a bit of a struggle, because, like, every time I got, like, assignment deadlines, then I tend to, like, forget my medication.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Especially now in poly. Yeah.
Okay, poly is a lot. Yeah. It's very hectic, la, I feel. Yeah.
Sometimes I set my alarm like, okay, wait. I will take it in 1 hour. Like, okay. It's like 2 hours. I'm like, okay, I have to take now.
Okay. So it's like you're still trying to like find a way to like balance it. Okay.
In IT, you still can balance. Now in poly, it's all over the place.
So with regards to like your dating life, right, do you ever feel like you had any struggles there?
Back in ITE, I used to have a boyfriend. Then I was sick, right? Then I was like ghosting him for a period of time. Then like last year, I told him the truth. Then he said, we can just be friends lah. Nothing more than that. I'm like, oh, okay lor, sure, no problem.
Yeah, I think when I was talking to like Kelvin also, right, he mentioned how like he feels very like sian in a way to like tell people, because it's like he knows that there's like 95% chance they just want to remain friends, and it's quite tough also lah on him, but there'll be people who are okay with it, who won't be like scared or like mean. But he said that he also finds it quite hard lah ever since he started dating again. I feel like it's that thing, like, you know, like people are just not aware of like the you equals you, like if you're undetectable, you're untransmittable. So it's like they kind of just assume that they can't date you at all, kind of thing, which is like so far from the truth. Because yeah, if you're on your medication and everything, it's like fine. What, like, yeah. I mean, okay, I saw Caitlin's story lah. Like, she's currently dating someone with HIV, right? And she keeps like posting stuff like, I got tested, I'm negative and stuff like that. And I think like people, okay, if you guys don't follow you equals you, I really think that you all should.
It's you_SG.
Yeah, okay. So you guys should, I think you guys should really go follow them lah, because they really post like a lot of really, really enlightening posts to like educate people. And like, yeah, really like Caitlin, she's very like transparent in her sharing about like her dating life and like how, like, you know, she actually like didn't let that stand between their relationship and everything.
Yeah.
And I think she did an episode with Something Private lah. So if you guys want to go and check that episode out.
Because of that episode, I'm here now, sharing my story.
Yeah. And I actually did listen to the Something Private episode. Like, I think it was really very like enlightening to hear. So it's like the first time that I actually heard a story of someone who openly shares their experience dating someone with HIV.
When I hear the episode, I was like shocked.
Yeah.
And immediately after the episode, I go to the Instagram page. I'm like, ooh.
Yeah, they really do so many cool episodes. Yeah. I really love them lah. I'm like plugging another podcast here. But guys, go listen to the Seriously episodes also. I'm trying. Okay, so moving it back. So like when I did the episode of Kelvin, so we kind of also briefly like talked about medications and stuff. Like he mentioned how there's actually so many different varieties out there. Because there's like, you know, your body can get immune to one or something. Mm. So like might have to take more than one sometimes. So like, do you have like that experience as well? Like, do you have to take multiple?
Yeah. Because I was like in and out of the hospital for like many years, then I didn't take my medication. Then most of the medications that I could take, now I couldn't because this resistance.
Yeah.
So now like every day I take like 4 types of medication.
What? Yeah. 4 types? Yeah. Okay. It's pills, is it?
Yeah. I mean, it's okay lah because I had to suffer the consequences for what I did last time.
Oh, as in the hospital.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because last time I used to take like two types only. And now I have to take 4. I'm like, okay lah, it's okay. It's manageable. It's only once a day. And if like twice a day, it's a bit of a struggle.
Okay, so 4 once a day, like, but can take any time?
Usually take at night.
Okay. Then when you were in the hospital, was it because like you were off the medication?
Yeah, I was off. Then I had fever, cough. I lose a lot of weight. Then I miss out a lot of school. That's why I decided to I have to try taking it.
Okay, so like, do you have to like go for like reviews and checkups and that kind of stuff?
Yeah, your doctor? For now, because it's COVID, right, it's like every 6 months. Then sometimes if my doctor sees like my results are okay, we do a teleconsult instead of like me going there.
Yeah.
To visit him.
Yeah.
Then like, before my appointment, like 2 weeks before, I would take like my blood test.
Yep.
And then to have like, to see the result. Right?
The needle in the oh, I hate that.
Like to see my CD4 count and my viral load. To see everything is okay or not.
Mm.
Actually, everything is okay lah.
So it's just to track the medication and everything.
You remember like the CD4 count is like not that great. My doctor will like change the medication.
Okay. So that's how they see it's working. Yeah. Okay. Do you get like any side effects before from any of the medications?
So far, I think it's okay lah. No side effects. The only problem I have is gaining weight.
Gaining weight. Okay. So sometimes there's like different. Do you think different people like react to the medication different ways?
React differently.
Okay. Actually, like, even for, like, birth control, I realize everybody reacts differently. Yeah. So, like, for medication, it's also, like...
Same.
Yeah. Okay. So, if we move on to, like, more of, like, the stuff, like, about society, and especially in Singapore, right, do you still feel like there's a lot of stigma and misinformation regarding HIV?
Yeah, actually, there is, lah. Because, like, some people still think that HIV is... can transmit through like sharing of food, sharing of drink.
I still heard that. Yeah.
Like sharing of toilets, this kind of stuff.
Which is not true.
Because I had this experience when I was applying into poly. I had to declare my HIV status during the application and stuff. Then after I declare, like, everything was okay. I could start school on time, but then they wanted to review my case because of this.
But, like, why though?
I don't know why. They wanted to review. Okay, I was like, at the end, I took my photo for my admission card.
Yeah.
And they said, oh, you need to wait. There's someone want to interview. And I'm like, okay, sure. I waited for like half an hour. Mm. Then the person came. She was in charge of the admission site. Mm. Then she was like asking me stupid questions. You know, oh, can you like pass HIV to your friends by sharing food, going out with them? This, like, nonsense questions lah. Then I was angry. I was like, huh, my HIV nothing to do with school what?
Yeah.
You all ask me now, so I declare lah.
It's really insensitive.
Yeah, that's why. I was like, I was angry at that point of time. Then she interviewed me, finished it. She wanted a doctor's memo to confirm and stuff. I was like, okay. Immediately I texted my doctor. He said, oh, okay, sure, no problem. Then after I submit the memo, I had to wait for a week.
To start school? So you start later than everybody else?
Actually, not a week. I had to miss orientation, that's it.
Huh, but still, like, that's not
fair. I was, like, looking forward to orientation.
Yeah,
you know?
That's, like, the most fun.
Yeah, I was, okay, fine, whatever.
Mm.
That's why this was the main reason I came out.
Oh, okay. So this is, like, what drove you to it? Yeah. Okay. I mean, I really didn't know this. I didn't know that, like, schools also weren't informed. Because, like, I would presume that, like, I don't know, they have been educated enough on this by now. There's so many resources nowadays.
Well, I don't think
insane.
They are.
It's actually insane.
For me, in IT also, I had the same... another experience where... Because I took a deferment for a year because I was sick. Then when I came back, one of my lecturers was, like, asking me, how do you got it? I was like, I'm not going to tell you. This is very sensitive.
It's a very personal
question. Yeah, personal thing. Then suddenly he said, oh, what are your plans now? Well, like, once you graduate. Oh, I say I wanted to go to my dream school. Lah. Then he was like, oh, no need lah. Let's go to a nearby poly canyon. I'm like, hello? Because I'm doing engineering. What?
Right? Yeah.
He wanted like the low-end kind of engineering, like designing part, not the hands-on part. I was angry lah.
Somehow
he say, like in the future, oh please find a desk-bound job. They see in the office that kind of job. But like engineering eh? Hello, I want to hands-on.
I mean, oh my god.
I mean IT. I'm an IT graduate. I need to hands-on.
Yeah, I think it's very insensitive eh. Like to like just be like, oh yeah, you shouldn't like chase your dreams or like, oh no, you can infect other people, so don't like whatever. Cause it's them dumb. If anything, like there's actually real viruses out there, like that are like infectious. Like I mean, COVID lah,
yeah,
for example.
COVID, yeah.
Like if it's COVID, then you tell someone like, yeah, you know, like go isolate yourself for like 14 days. That makes sense. Yeah. But someone for living with HIV, it's not like you can just cough on someone and be like, oh, now I pass HIV to you. Like I just feel like it's just very very insensitive.
Yeah, that's why I'm like. My father was like telling me this. Now COVID even more dangerous than HIV lah. people also can die from COVID.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, not to like, obviously not to like discount the fact that HIV, it's still a virus and everything, but I think it's more trying to like explain the fact that, yeah, if someone's like diagnosed that they're living with HIV, it does not mean that their life has to stop. It does not mean that they're infectious. It does not mean that they're a threat to society. Because I feel like that's always the labels that people get. Like, oh, you should be outcasted, you're different, that kind of thing, which is so unfair and so far from the truth. Which is why like more people are like trying to speak about it also. Like besides like me on the podcast and everything, I'm like seeing more things, more like AFA also lah, obviously, and like Kelvin doing like our grandfather story. And it's good lah because like, I really think people just don't know. And like the sex ed like in our school in Singapore is just really bad.
Yeah.
It's really, really bad. Super they like bad. Literally brush over STDs and STIs. They barely talk about it. And I actually did a whole episode on STD and STIs with like a doctor. And we also talked about HIV. And she also talked about how undetectable means untransmittable. And she was like, people don't know all of these things. And like, they always ask those questions in, our, in the clinic and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, GPs also have the same issue. Because that time I went to a nearby clinic at my house. And then he was like asking me so many questions. I'm like, okay, I tell you the truth. Can you not ask me these questions?
Yeah.
I just need an MC for that one day because I was having a headache.
Yeah.
Then you ask me stupid when I'm like, okay, I'm done. I'm not coming here ever again.
Yeah, I mean, of course lah. Yeah, it's just not.
Then I recently also my booster shot, I had issues with it. Like, they label me as an immunocompromised.
Okay, yes.
I'm like, hello, my CD4 count is above 200. My virulence is not undetectable. Why are you doing this to me? So in there, I had to like call my doctor and stuff.
Call a doctor.
Yeah, to like clarify with them. They shouldn't ask these kind of questions, to be honest.
Like people should really try to be more sensitive. Yeah.
Even like during the registration counter, right? I mean, now you see vaccine centers, like there's a lot of students working. Like I got a student. I told her I got HIV. Then she goes say loudly. Even the auntie beside me looked at me up and down. I was like, what is this?
There's still judgment from
that.
I think there's still a lot of progress that needs to be done for sure. I mean, especially with like the sex ed also. Because that's where like kids are like first, we learn about sex and everything. And it's very, very important to like teach people about these things. Like teach people how to be sensitive also, I feel. Because like we're not taught like how to like be kinder to people. And like be more empathetic and like aware of like, you know, you can't say certain things and you have to be like more, like even if they don't know anyone to ask questions, like ask like respectfully. Because I feel like there's definitely people who want to know questions and stuff, but like to be like, hey, tell me this or hey, are you like this? It's like kind of rude lah in a sense. And I was like thinking whether it's a generational thing because I know like in the past, right, there was like less treatment and stuff like that. So in the past, there definitely like HIV could be spread more easily. So I don't know, at first I thought maybe it's a generational thing because last time like they didn't know all of these things. But also now I'm realizing that even though now there's like so many advancements in the medication, like people in our generation still don't know much. Yeah.
So some of my friends, they're like, they okay in my face, but then they block me on Instagram, WhatsApp, all my social medias. I'm like, okay, no, block me lah.
I don't need you, man. Yeah. They're not going to add any value. So, like, what's the point? Like, there's no point lah. Like, people being two-faced and all that, like, just not worth it. Okay, so with that, right, that's, like, all, like, kind of, like, the issues that are currently in society. But there's also definitely been progress, especially with U equals U. And, like, of course, there's AFA and so many other stuff. There's, like, I think there's one... cannot remember the name, but like I'll link everything in the caption lah, so you guys can go and check out all of these places, all of these resources, go and get yourself more informed and everything. But there's, do you want to like talk more on like the stuff that's being done currently, that's like the progress in society in a sense to raise more awareness and stuff like that?
For now, like from our page, we try to share information like in a easier way to understand, like U equals U.
Yeah.
There's like a post which is like about a year ago. I think it's time for me to like create a new post about it. It's so basically now there's U equals U, which means that people living with HIV who are on antiretroviral therapy can have an undetectable viral load. So they can live normal life lah. They can even have family, have children, and live a normal life lah. Like, people usually think that HIV is a deadly disease, but it's not. There's now there's like effective medication. Like in Singapore, there's also like affordable medication. So like, people can afford it. Like last time, they don't. That's why my mom passed away because of this lah. Now medication is very accessible. Very cheap. You can use it. You can use your MediSave to even pay for it.
Subsidized. I also saw that you guys also having like more sharings and stuff. Like whether the stories are anonymous or not, there's like more people coming forward with their experiences also to raise awareness.
I mean, for our page, it's like if you are comfortable, then you share. We don't pressure you. Because we are also students. We are busy with our own life. If you have the time, then we will create a post lah. As for now, I think we are on a break for like a few months.
But honestly, the stuff that's already there, right, it's so educational, like really. There was some stuff that I also really didn't know about, like some medications that you can take. Like there was one about like this medication you can take that if you take it every day, then you won't like get HIV.
I
forgot what it's called.
I think it's PrEP.
Okay, so there's like a post that they have like on PrEP. So it's like this medication that you can take. Apparently there's two types, and it's like an oral medication lah, so it's like a pill, I think.
Yeah, it's a pill.
So you like take it, and then it can stop HIV from taking hold and spreading in your body lah. Basically, that's what the post says. So and apparently it's 92% to 99% effective. So like they have a lot of posts like this, like super educational about like new treatments, new medications that like are more effective, and like they also talk about how to approach people and like how to like be kinder, raise more awareness and stuff like that. So like they have like a variety of posts, and I've like seen a lot more of this. Like, so I feel like that's like the progress that's being made in a sense. But there's definitely, like we said, like more that can be done. Like definitely. And I think it really starts with education also, like, because that's where we hear about it first. Like in primary school, before we are even on social media, like if our parents don't tell us, then we learn from school, right? So, I really hope that the sex ed in the future will be more inclusive, more well-rounded, and talk about more stuff like that, and don't just be, like, brush over it and, like, scare people with it. I feel like they're just scaring people right now and being like, oh, you shouldn't even get STDs, which is, of course, of course the first step is to prevent, but of course, like, there's people who are, like, you know, like, your story is, like, there's some people, like, you have to be sensitive to them because it's, like, their experience might not be how it's, like, said in school. It might not be through sex, you know, like we already mentioned there's other ways also that you can contract HIV. So like I think it's really important to also like talk about the different contract, like the ways you can contract and like how to be more sensitive to people lah. That's like my food for thought. So I guess leading into that also, right, do you actually have any advice for I think maybe you can start with advice to how to support people who are living with HIV, how to be like more empathetic towards them and more understanding.
Just don't treat them differently. Just treat them like your family member or your friend. Because like most of my friends now, the one that I told them that they were okay, they treat me more than friends. They treat me like family. Sometimes they will text me like, oh, have you taken your medication? Like, how's your appointment and stuff? And then I was like, I was like comfortable with this type of support that I got from my friends. So if possible, just don't treat them differently. Just treat them as a friend. If you can and if you have the time, just check in on them lah from time to time. Because sometimes living with HIV can be tough also. Ask them if they are doing okay or not, like. Because I experienced this before. Like, I was like, no one checked in on me. And then I was like suffering at a point that I having suicidal thoughts.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm okay.
Okay. Yeah, I think that's really, really important to be kind. And also, don't treat them differently. How about, do you have any advice to people who might be in a similar situation, who are currently living with HIV, like if they're struggling to get through it, do you have any advice for them?
I just want to say that you are not alone. that this isn't the end of the world.
Yeah.
Like, if you just found out that you got HIV, just get the right, just seek for proper treatment, then you can live a normal life, lah. Like, also I see some people, they know they have HIV, they couldn't accept it. Then they're like, oh, this is the end of the world, that kind of stuff. Then like, when I first found out also, I had the same feeling. But then, I think back, there's medication now. I can take it, I can live a normal life. Mm-hmm. I can enjoy, I can go out with my friends, I can travel overseas even if I want to. I can pursue my dreams also, like what I'm doing now. Just remember that you are not alone.
Actually, I have a question, but like I still don't really know how to ask it. But I feel like, because you know, like there's people that use their actions that like kind of like repercussions of their actions, maybe because they have unprotected sex or whatever, right? But for you, because like you were kind of like born with it, right? So like, do you ever feel like it took a while for you to reach that stage of acceptance because it wasn't necessarily a direct consequence of your action per se?
It took a while lah. It took like a few years. I was really angry with my parents lah at that point of time. Until I was about around 18 or 19, I started to accept it lah. Because I think no point being angry at them also. It's not their fault lah. Things already happened. I cannot do anything also. They cannot do anything also. Just move on, though.
Okay. Yeah. So I hope like the advice from Fika helped. And I guess for me to like kind of wrap up the episode, I would just say, first of all, I want to talk about testing. That there shouldn't be any stigma anymore on testing, lah. I think it's very important for people to get tested. So if you want to go and get tested, there's like a bunch of links in the caption that I'll put. Also, if you are having sex, of course, have safe sex. There's lots of different varieties of contraceptives out there. And lastly, to be an ally and be kind to those who might be living with HIV or any other STDs or STIs or literally anything else. Like, just be kind to people. Like, don't stigmatize them. Don't treat them differently. Don't bully them. Don't outcast them. Even if you're having like issues, like, you know, maybe it's a shock to you, like if someone tells you these kind of things, like I think it's okay lah. I can't really give advice on like how to process things, but I think just be respectful. Like, if you need space to think and process, I think that's understandable. But also like, just don't like shame them for it, and don't like be like think things that aren't true. Go and get yourself educated. I feel like that's a very, very important first step lah. And yeah, if you guys want more information on this, also everything will be linked in the caption, like all the resources, the Instagram, website, everything. Other than that, if you have any more questions, feel free to drop me a DM on Instagram at seriouslyofficial. I'll try my best to answer all of them. If you want more episodes like this, then just let me know, where I discuss more in depth on like different issues like sexual health, those kind of topics. If you guys want me to do more on that, just let me know. If not, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Thank you so much, Fika, for sharing your story. Hope you guys learned something from it. And if not, I'll see you guys in the next episode, and have a good week. Bye.